Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is John Batchelor, a report from Bob Zimmerman, my colleague behind the black, about SLIM. A private probe launched by the Japanese, landing on the surface of the moon in communication with Earth. Here's the cool part. It landed upside down. The confirmation of its landing site, Bob reports, and the fact that the photograph comes back of SLIM upside down is an additional bonus of two little rovers that were attached to SLIM and took the picture as they backed away from their mothership. Upside down SLIM on the surface of the moon. Great fun.
Good evening, John. This is it. SLIM. It was a Japanese lunar lander that did successfully land last week on the moon, but it did so upside down. However, it didn't get damaged landing upside down because it came down softly. And so they were able to communicate with it, but because it was upside down, its solar panel faced in the wrong direction. They hope that as the sun began setting during its long 14-day long lunar day, the sun would hit the solar panel and bring SLIM back to life, and that's the news. SLIM has successfully come back to life. JAXA, Japan Space Agency, has reestablished communications. They've started to operate the instruments on board. It can do some science. And it's going to do that. It's sending images back, which will help them better understand exactly what happened at the landing. But the main thing is it is working, and that just once again proves it's a successful mission. Let me go right to the second SLIM story, John. The American orbiter, Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, orbiting around the moon now for almost 15 years. They used it to take pictures before and after of the SLIM landing site and were able to get a picture of SLIM. It doesn't show a lot of details, but I posted it on Behind the Black. What's important about the picture, though, is it's further proof that SLIM landed exactly where it was supposed to, which is its whole point. It was designed to prove you could have an autonomous robot pick and land in a very small target zone. And SLIM successfully did this, and Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has proven it, John.
More to come. Thank you.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.